This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, good morning, everybody, and for those of you on the internet, good morning. This is your Senate Transportation Committee. Reminder everybody to turn off your cell phones, and with that, make sure that everybody that is signing in, that it is legible. And at this time, I'd have the Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Castleberry?
Here.
Foster? Excused. Monroe?
Here.
Russell?
Here.
Sold?
Here.
Blair?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
There is a quorum.
We do have a quorum. And at this time, I would ask for the approval of the minutes. Can I have a motion for that? Senator Soholt has moved to approve the amendments. Senator Blair has seconded it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the minutes are approved. Well, for our internet listeners, today we are going to be hearing from the Department of Revenue. And what do they have to do with transportation? Well, they deal with all of our license plates. And so with that, we will ask for our presenters.
Mr. Chair, members in the committee, good morning. My name is Rosie Yeager, and I'm the director of the Motor Vehicle Division for the state of South Dakota. I just wanted to meet this morning, give you guys a brief overview of what we do, just a little bit of background on me. I started with the department back in 2011 as a staff attorney who handled everything Motor V. And so when Lisa Wire decided to step down last year, I was chosen as her replacement. I started at the end of April. So it was kind of like hitting the ground running, but it was amazing how many things I still didn't know, especially in the realm of motor carrier, which we'll get to here in a couple minutes. So there's about 47 to 50 employees in the Department of Revenue that handle Motor V things day to day. I have with me my deputy, Monica Weishuttle, who you'll see quite a bit here during session. She's going to help me lobby this year. We have another deputy who is working on one of the projects we'll talk about later, and she's not going to be pulled off to do much lobbying because of that, so she's going to focus on that this year.
When it comes to questions, would you that prefer it as we're going along, or do you want to make the presentation and we do it all at the end?
As we go along is fine, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Now, so we will be, any questions, and we're going to be breaking in.
So the mission of the Motor Vehicle Division is to provide prompt and courteous customer service to all stakeholders while administrating the motor vehicle laws of South Dakota. We have a very large shop that does a lot of things, so we touch a lot of customers on any given day. One of the main things we're known for is our title processing and collecting that excise tax when you purchase a new vehicle. As you can see, we range just shy of 400,000 titles coming in every year, and that keeps going up every year, but not by huge margins. So last year we collected about $113 million in fiscal year 19. And so with all of those things coming in, we have about 13 title processors that handle every single one of those titles, and they strive to maintain a 9 to 18 day title turnaround. So what that means is once it comes into our office, we strive to have it back out of our office within 9 to 18 days. And it fluctuates based on how many staff are ill, if they've got family matters going on, or if we're just seeing a lot coming in at that particular time. Registrations and license plates are the second thing we're probably the most known for. As you can see here, and did we hand this up? And we're handing you out this little handout of these very tiny plates so you can see it a little bit bigger. We have 143 license plate types, and I know it seems like a lot compared to what we have in statute, but what everybody kind of forgets most of the time is when you add a plate, generally you are adding two plates. You're adding the motor vehicle standard size that's going to go on your car. And then we have a corresponding motorcycle size. So every time we have to do a different size plate, that counts as a new plate type that we need to keep track of. So one plate generally means two. And as you can see from the military plates, one plate might have meant six if we are actually putting on the different branches and things like that, because they're each their own separate plate design. So in fiscal year 19, we did 1.5 million registrations, and this is done at the county treasurer's office, at kiosks across the state, and on the internet. About 10 to 12% right now are done on the kiosk and the internet, and the rest are still done in county. So the fiscal year 19 revenue then was $116 million. One of the questions we got in house that I thought I'd discuss with you guys as well is the counties that don't have wheel tax. So that was one question that we received, is how does wheel tax work? So the wheel tax is implemented at the county level. We just administer it, make sure it's coming in correctly. And so there are 8 counties that currently do not have a wheel tax. And I know Secretary Berquist talked to you guys about how they then don't qualify for certain funds from DOT. Those counties are Pennington, Buffalo, Hand, Harding, Hyde, Jones, McPherson, and Ogallala Lakota counties. And if you're ever curious about what the wheel tax is for any given county, there's actually a website on our, or a page on our website that has the current 2020 wheel tax amounts on it. There were 2 counties, I think, that just went up here in January 1, so... So this is our information section and our customer service on a day-to-day. We handle anywhere from, well, normally around 70,000 calls a year is what our shop is handling at any given time. And that's just the information section. That's not my motor fuel or any other sections. So they average about 5,500 calls a month. You can see the abandon rate there kind of fluctuates from year to year depending on how fully staffed we are, but most of the time we aim to keep it under 10 and we generally keep it under 5. This past October, we added a new way to get a hold of the Department of Revenue for motor vehicle things, and that is live chat. You can actually use it from the website. They'll direct you to one of the motor vehicle agents and they'll help you through whatever your question is. And if you're unfortunate enough to be asking that question on Monday from 11 to 2, you might even get me answering your question. So we all kind of pitch in and help break our staff during that time because we saw a much higher volume than we thought we would. So it's a really great tool for the day-to-day customers to reach out to us. Motor fuel. We have 3 agent spots to administer the motor fuel section. They oversee 17 different license types. Currently, there's about 3,100 motor fuel licensees in the state, and they're bringing in $212 million, or right around there, for fiscal year 19. Dealer licensing is one of our other sections. We have 3 agents and a dealer license supervisor that handle dealer licensing. They administer all of the dealer licensing laws here in the state. They also step in private sales on occasion when title isn't delivered, but most of the time they're handling those dealer transactions. We have dealer agents in Rapid City, Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, and Watertown. And currently there's about just a little over 1,300 licensed dealers in the state of South Dakota.
When they fill out that form to become a licensed dealer, what does that entail?
Mr. Chair, they have to include things like where the principal place of business will be, who holds their surety bond, and that is current, so we could check up on that to make sure they have that. They have to have a $20,000 bond, depending on the license type. They have to give us their zoning approval to make sure that they're approved to sell where they are. And there's a couple other little things like the owner and then licensed signees for that dealership, so who can sign their titles. It's a fairly long form when they first set up.
Senator Blair.
I might ask a question, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Just curious, you have dealer agents in Rapid City, Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, and Watertown. Are they full-time just dealer agents? Or I guess I have a hard time getting my mind around them being full-time just dealing with this, unless there's more to it than what I'm thinking. What all does that involve, and are they full-time hired just to be dealer licensing?
Mr. Chair, they are full-time dealer license. They handle everything so that relates to dealers. So setting up new dealers, they go there and they help them get on the site and make sure they know how to use the system. And then we do annual reviews of a large number of dealers to make sure that they're in compliance. And then we handle, anytime we get complaints, specifically consumer protection complaints, we help out in investigating those and making sure that they are being handled properly and the dealer is doing what they're supposed to be doing. I know it seems like maybe a lot of people to cover that many dealers, but you've got to remember how many transactions we had for title transfers, and they don't always go right. And so it takes a dealer agent to step in and help them figure out why it went wrong and get the consumer where they need to be. One of our big areas as well is our commercial carrier services. I like to refer to this section as my alphabet soup section because it's a whole lot of acronyms and it can be a little bit daunting to learn it. So one of the sections is IFTA, that's the International Fuel Tax Agreement. That's so that they're sharing motor fuel based on the miles traveled within a state. So when they're crossing state lines, if they were to fill up in Minnesota and then drive all the way across a state without filling up again, we share that fuel tax revenue so that we get the mileage for that fuel tax. Currently, there's a 2,800 IFTA licenses, so it's fairly well used. IRP, International Registration Plan. This is the same sort of thing as motor fuel, only for the registration of that truck. We're sharing the registration fees based on mileage that that truck is averaging within a state. Currently, there's about 2,400 of those. You can see the amounts collected there. We were at about $20 million collected for fiscal year 19 for IRP, and about $10 million of that was collected on behalf on our behalf by other states based on our truckers and carriers' miles within our state. As part of this, which isn't on the slide, we also regulate the heavy vehicle use tax for the federal government. That means if you have a truck over a certain weight, you are required to file what they call a 2290 and make sure that you paid the correct fees to the federal government. And then they have the states confirm that that was filed and the correct fees were paid before we can issue any registrations on that trucks, those trucks, and put them on the road. So I have one staff member that does that pretty much full time because it is a lot of paperwork to go through. And then we have the Uniform Carrier Registration, the UCR. Those are annual fees based on the fleet size that we help make sure are being collected, and we do get a portion of that back. So I wanted to touch base on a couple of big projects that we're working on, or bigger projects we're working on. So you'll see self-service kiosks up there. Currently we have 10 across the state. We're looking at adding more. We're currently in working with our vendor to see how many more we can get. Minnehaha County Commission has asked for one in their courthouse. We have a couple of the locations that have come forward and asked for them. So we're in negotiations to get more of those placed throughout the state. Electronic titling, customer portal update, and SD cars all kind of rolled together in one big project. We are rewriting the SD cars program. I know you guys have probably heard about that before. It's been going on for about 2 years. We're hoping to roll out this year. We had a slight bump a few months ago when we realized our dealer system would not function without our current SD car system, so that's also being rolled into this upgrade. And the customer portal update is part of that as well. So what you see when you log in to do business with us online will change. Electronic titling is coming to most states with upgrades to their systems. It'll more than likely be something we'll be talking about as well. First, we have to handle e-odometer, which is the electronic verification of the odometer readings, and that has to be done pretty much before you can do electronic titling. We've already had other states approach us to take electronic title files from them so that they're not printing out paper copies to send with their residents here when they move. So it's something coming fairly quickly. The last one you see there is Explore. That's the motor carrier system. So IFTA and IRP are run on that system. We recently got a federal grant for almost $800,000 to do a full upgrade to that. And part of that is going to be joining a consortium to basically go from driving the station wagon that we're driving right now of a system to the Cadillac version that doesn't break down. So we'll be able to offer a lot more services online through that new platform. Like I said, it's fairly quick, just a brief overview of what we do. If there are any questions, I can try to answer them as best I can.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm still stuck back with this one number you gave us. 1.5 and change million registrations. When you said you have 13 employees doing that?
Correct. Mr. Chair, that's correct.
That's like 12,000 a year per employee?
Well, so with registrations, it's a little different. Registrations generally don't go through our office. They are handled at the county level. They're the ones printing out the cards for you, and you're walking away with them. So the counties are handling the majority of those. The only registrations that are really done in house here in Pierre would be your exempt entities and some of your motor carrier registrations.
So you got software that just kind of blinks over from the county to the state and don't have to double
Correct.
Up on it?
We balance at the end of the month and make sure that everybody got the right fees based on the distribution formulas.
I have one more. Said they do 1,300 titles per day in your office?
So, Mr. Chair, we have 13 title processors. Their quota per day right now is around 140-ish. So between 13 of them, I can't do math in my head very well, but you're running around there. We have days we go as high as 2,300, and then we have days where we have lots of them out where we may only process 700, so it really depends on the staffing levels for that day.
Mr. Chairman, I crunched the numbers on that. That means they got to do one every 5 minutes. That's a lot.
Mr. Chair, you got to, so some of the title transfers are much easier. Your dealer transfers and things like that, they don't take much time. Most of the time, the staff fight over those because they really boost your numbers. You do have some titles that take a little bit longer, but in general, they can get through them pretty fast. It's impressive.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, that's impressive.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sohol.
I don't really have a specific question. I just wanted to comment on the kiosks because we've had that availability in Sioux Falls. And, you know, really applaud your desire to move that forward and have that become the norm for everyone in the state for easy access because it works really well. It's really so easy and time efficient. So appreciate that development.
Mr. Chair, I totally agree. I love being able to walk away with my registration cards and my stickers right there from the kiosk. Anybody that's up for renewal while you're here, we have one right across the street in our building. So feel free to come over and we'll walk you through how to do it.
Senator Russell.
I don't really have a question, but more of a statement. You know, I've never had any trouble, but about, I don't know if it was 6 years or 8 years ago, there were quite a few, you know, you guys got behind because you had people that, you know, we're moving on and the pay probably wasn't the best, that kind of thing. I think that it's important that we recognize how good you folks are doing. And that they realize that they're appreciated for what they're doing. The fact that your entity is processing that many, which is, I mean, based upon what Senator Monroe was saying, I mean, they're doing a hell of a job, and they need to know that they're appreciated. And so I wanted to just make that statement because I know that there for a while, you guys were probably really under the gun. And I know that that you were just having a difficult time having enough staff to make it work. And it's partially our responsibility to make sure that people are compensated adequately so that they're actually... you're able to keep a long-standing staff that can do that job. So I just want to make sure that you understand that there are those of us that are recognizing the work that you're doing and greatly appreciate it.
Mr. Chair, thank you very much for that. And I will definitely pass it on to the staff that does that work every single day because they really do deserve it. So thank you.
Just to... revise everybody's thought process. Our excise tax, we do have a new senator on our group. Exactly where does the excise tax come from and where does that excise tax go?
So, Mr. Chair, the excise tax comes from when you purchase a new vehicle. That's 4% excise tax on the purchase price of that vehicle. And that excise tax goes to the... I don't want to say which fund because I want to not say it incorrectly. So I will just say that it goes to the roads in, of the state. Sometimes it trickles there in a different fashion, but it always gets down to the roads.
Thank you. There was a year that I got into a crash and with a new vehicle, paid excise tax on that one and... gee whiz, I had to pay excise tax on another one full bore because the other one had been totaled. So
thank you.
I was thinking of putting a sign up on one of our bridges out there that it was donated by myself, but I thought I'd pass on that. Any other questions? Senator Blair?
And I really appreciate the live chat. But didn't know about it. How is that being communicated to the general public other than you or us just getting out there in our cracker barrels, whatever, saying you have this option to use it now? Is it being published any other way?
Mr. Chair, so you're right. It hasn't been published in very many places yet. Like I said, it just started in October. And I'll be honest, the volume that we received was a little surprising, not quite what we were expecting. And so we're getting our staff more prepared to handle that kind of volume before we really push it. But that will be coming.
I'll keep it low key for a
while. Well, you don't have to keep it low key, but you know, we didn't want to go and advertise it everywhere and have it 1,000 a day.
I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other questions? No. All right. Well, I'll add one comment also in so that the internet listeners know. Every time that I've had a question and I've contacted you folks, it's always been there, the answer. And I want to thank you guys for that. Sometimes the question, as you are around it all the time, my question might be a little lame, but either you always answer it, and thank you for that. So I'm going to, at this time... We switched around a little bit today. We're going to save the very best for last, and I'm going to have our pages come up and introduce themselves and some of their dreams, and if you'd be so kind. Okay.
Good morning. My name is Claire St. Pierre. I am from Hayti, South Dakota, and this is my second year as a page. And I plan on attending Lake Area Tech next year.
My name is Katie Schmidt, and I'm from Artesian, South Dakota. And next year I'm planning on attending South Dakota State University for nursing.
All right. Well, that completes our agenda. We will be having a meeting on Wednesday in which we will be taking up a couple bills. I'm still not for sure on time on that, but stand by. And with that, I will introduce, or I will take a motion to adjourn. Senator Russell has moved to adjourn.
Second.
Senator Castleberry has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We stand adjourned.